This is a beautiful day, if you wish it to be. I spoke to each of you three times, and you didn't repeat as your normal procedure was, and I am sure there's some reason for that, and you're going to tell me the reason. But at the moment, I did not receive the normal response that I expected. So I consider that there's no response needed.
Yes.
This is a beautiful day. Every day has its difficulties and its happinesses. And when difficulties come up in the day, then it's up to us to be the master. It's up to us to say what the facts are about the day. Every day we will have circumstances come into our attention which will demand that we make decisions, which will demand that we take opinions and take attitudes and make judgments. And every time we do this, we're going to make good judgments or non-beneficial judgments. And we make non-beneficial judgments when we do not precede all of our remarks with, "All is in divine order." Now, all is in divine order. If we will say about every circumstance that comes up into our life, "All is in divine order," then all is in divine order. We do not have to make a condition whereby the circumstances are going to happen. We do not have to heal someone. We do not have to help someone. We do not have to heal ourselves. We do not have to help ourselves. We put the cause in motion. All is in divine right order. And we don't have to say right. All is in divine order. We don't have to say divine. All is in order. All is in order. All is in order. Now, by saying divine right order or divine order, we are getting our minds focused in the right direction. Because many times we will look at a circumstance and we'll say, "Well, look at this here. This man, his son was killed in an auto accident when his car was rammed, and it was not his fault, but he was killed in this auto accident. All is in divine right order." Divine right order? You know, what kind of order is that? Well, you see, we must be honest with ourselves, and we are not. We must be honest with ourselves and say, what was he thinking at the time? Did he think all is in divine right order? Did he think this is no problem? Did he think, "Hey, all is in order"? Or did he say, "My God, I'm going to crash into the wall. Oh, I'm going to die. I'm going to die." Yeah. Where is our attitude at our time of peril or at our time of emergency or need? Any need. Where is our attitude? Ilse spilled hot, scalding water on her hand when she went to the door to greet a friend, and she just ignored it and, you know, let it go away. And later, when she looked, there was no evidence of a hot, scalding burn. Now, what did she think? Her mind was to her friend at the door. Her mind was not on the hot, burning water that had hit her hand, which seems rather strange. I mean, that would be rather catastrophic, making us think, "Hey, that's a pretty strong thing to have that hot, boiling water land on my hand." Right? But no. The desire to open the door and greet her friend and the surprise and delight of greeting her friend made her completely forget. You see, when we forget our illnesses, when we forget the problems that we claim for ourselves, they go away because they're not getting any attention. Now, how can we forget them? We can forget them by putting our attention on our wholeness, by putting our attention on our purity, our goodness, our reality of who we are. Now, I got a fax in the mail this morning, very interesting fax, and not a fax, I mean an email, and it came through, and I started to read it, and hey, interesting. And then I looked down through the rest of it, and there were 30 pages of garbage. You know how that garbage comes through? Mm-hmm. And I thought, my goodness, what is that? And some blank pages too. See, just pure garbage. And I'm sure there's some meaning for that. There's some reason for that. But I wanted to have a copy of the letter itself. So I went to the actual letter that I could read, and I highlighted it. Control C, not X, I didn't want to get rid of it. I didn't want all of it. I only wanted the letter. I only wanted maybe about 20 lines out of 30 pages, you know. So I just highlighted the 20 lines. And then I went Control C, and then I opened up a Word page and a blank one, and then I went Control V, and there it was. And so I printed that out. I stopped the printer from printing the 30 pages, you know, as it was going on and on. But was I concerned? No, I saw the message. I wanted the message. Hey, I'm in the middle of this thing, and this thing is up here, and it's going to go way down to here, which means many, many, many pages. And it's all garbage. And so I wanted to take care of that. So I immediately went to the printer, and I said, printer, cancel all printing jobs. And it canceled all printing jobs after it shot out a couple of fresh pages. You know? And then I took that part and printed just that part. And now I have just that part. You see, if I had said, oh, God, I got to sit through these 30 pages or whatever, that's going to be 100 pages, who knows, you know, it's a lot of pages. I said, no, there's a solution. Oh, I know. Cancel the printer. So I canceled the printer. I knew right where to go to do it. I'd done it before. And when the printer was canceled, then I just went to the beginning of the article and took the first 20 lines, 30 lines, whatever it was, and made a copy and printed it up. But you see, I could have been overwhelmed. Oh, my goodness, I got to sit through all this. What is this? You know, what does this all mean? What is this all saying in here? What is all this stuff referring to? And some of it refers to interesting things, and some of it refers to nothing. And where did all this code come from? Who cares? Who cares? You'll hear more about it later. But who cares? We are not interested in the problem. We're only interested in the solution. Click. Off. Stop it. No printing. I had another lovely thing in the mail this morning. It said, this is a game just for you, and you're the first one to play it. And you know what I did? Erased it. Went right to it and erased it. I mean, I don't know who that person is who sent it. I don't know what that game is, and I am not interested. I am not the first person who does anything. I have done everything, and so has everyone else. And I am not about to be conned into looking at something that might be unpleasant or disastrous, might bring a bug in my computer. I'm not interested in that. So I keep my mind on my thoughts of positive thinking. I keep my mind on my thoughts of what I want to think. I don't let people come in my mind. Oh, I got a cute story to tell you. No, thank you. But why not? Well, if it were a cute story, you would have just told it to me without telling me you got a cute story to tell me. If you had something to tell me, oh, hey, Ingeborg, I want to tell you something. Now, before you go out of the house, I want to tell you something. Oh, Ingeborg, just before you do this, I want to tell you something. Ingeborg thinks to herself, I wonder what he has on his mind. I wonder what's bothering him. I'm not really interested in hearing it. Because if it were something good, he would have said, Ingeborg, you won the sweepstakes. And she'd say, oh, that's nice. Ingeborg, there's a problem. It's about your husband. It's about this. And she'd say, yeah, yeah. Hey, I don't want to hear it. If you can't tell me straight out that he died, or he's living, or he's happy, or he's unhappy, if you can't tell me that straight out, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to make a big fuss over it. If you say he's unhappy, I say, I see him happy. Well, if you say he's dead, I say, I see him living eternally, right? If you say he's got happiness in his world, I say, it's doubled and tripled and quadrupled. You see? Do not dwell on anything unless you want to. Whether it's happiness, some people don't want to dwell on happiness. Sadness, people love to dwell on sadness oftentimes. Or whatever. Be the master of yourself. Always be the master. Always set everything in divine right order. And everything is in divine right order when you take charge, and then you are the master. And so it goes. And so I love you.